Ozdog, this is dictating on David Beck. David, D-A-B-I-D. David Beck, B-E-C-K. B as in boy. David Beck, date of birth, 2/23/61. Date of visit, 8/15/25. Please make a copy for Evan Carrot. Evan, E-V-A-N, Carrot, C-A-R-R-A-T-T. T as in Thomas. C-A-R-R-A-T-T. Evan Carrot, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and cough. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 64-year-old male with a history of smoking for over 50 years. Has been experiencing shortness of breath, cough, and sputum production over the past several months. The patient works changing tires and has to rest when he exerts too much and has been using an albuterol inhaler as needed. He also has a cough in the mornings and has some wheezing and chest tightness and denies any fevers or chills or night sweats. He has had no recent chest x-ray or pulmonary function study. The patient has lost some weight, denies nausea or reflux symptoms. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension for over 10 years. He had an anal fistula repair in 1984 and a right AC joint repair in 1990 and a right arm tendon repair. He also was diagnosed to have left frontal branch block. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for over 50 years and trying to quit. Alcohol use regular in the evenings. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of heart disease and had diabetes. Father died of unknown causes. One brother had a brain aneurysm. Next, allergies to ACE inhibitors. Next paragraph, med list included lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, albuterol inhaler 2 plus PRN. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has fatigue and has had weight loss. No cataracts and glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleeds. Yes, urinary frequency, no nighttime awakenings. And he has shortness of breath, wheezing, and coughing spells. He also has occasional chest pains, no jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, no diarrhea or constipation. There's no depression or anxiety. He has mild joint pains and stiffness. He has no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This is an averagely built, middle-aged white male, is alert. No acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of lymphedema. Blood pressure, 138 by 80. Pulse is 82. Respiration is 20. Temperature 98.2. Weight is 168. Saturation 97. HENT abnormalistic. Pupils are reactive. Sclera were clear. Throat is mildly injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the diffuse wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Or the absence of regular swollenness to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no rhinomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, normal reflexes, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Oh, can you please mention in the extremities? Extremities reveal 1 plus edema, diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD. And number 2 is chronic bronchitis with acute exacerbation. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4 is nicotine dependency. And next line, plan. The patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking. Use a nicotine patch. And was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. A CT chest with contrast and a CBC and a IgE level. It was also placed on Augmentin 500 milligrams TID for 7 days. Metrol dose back 4 milligrams times 1. Advised to come back for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Evan Carratt, C-A-R-R-A-T-T. Evan Carratt, M-D. Thank you, Dr. Susan.